Welcome back, thought criminals. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, and the name of the show is Thought Crime Live. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and this is hour two of July the 8th, 2023's Thought Crime Live, live at the Dixie Republic. I don't know. Sorry, folks, I got that cut off yet. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us live at the Dixie Republic. I have Frederick Blackburn on with me, and we have some callers. This is, I want to repeat the date. I'm not sure that went out. It is the second hour of July the 8th, 2023, for Thought Crime Live. And Charlie, let me, we have Charlie on the phone. Let me turn it back to you, Charlie, to finish your thought there. You were talking about my nickname for a second, and I don't know about that. I'm going to try selling some boiled peanuts here. They're delicious, especially if you like goober peas. That's a southern delicacy, so that's going to be part of the events today too.
Yeah, I love goobers. I don't eat them very often because they're so salty, you know, but I do love them. Yeah, I thought it was funny hearing how you got that nickname. I think it's from because you've been selling those peanuts, right?
But, yeah, well, I have that starting today. Yes, sir, but thanks for mentioning that. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment a little bit about the differences between the Republican Party of Lincoln's time and the ones who came over and started the communist and the Republican Party today. I think it's a little bit of a disservice to say you don't see any difference between them. That party of Lincoln's day were the party, that's a party of large government and federal bureaucracy, federal control, and whereas the Democrats in those days was limited government, state rights, and so forth and so on, and anti-Supreme government, Supreme Court, which is basically what the parties have changed since then. The Republicans now are a party of more or less of limited government, and the party of the Democrats is the party of the Lincoln Republican days, where the large government and federal control. So I think it's a little bit of a disservice to say that that you don't see much difference in the two, because they're completely different today. Now, we got a lot of rhinos, I admit you that, you know, but the parties basically are complete opposite of what they were when they were started back then. So I don't know. I just wanted to make comment because I don't like, I think it's given the Republicans a little bit of a disc when you say that they're a party of communists and so forth and so Marxist. That's just not true.
When have they ever done anything to limit government? I mean, the last time there was even any hint that they might was back during the Gingrich Revolution. They were going to start unfunding the left, but that never came to pass. You know, there's a facade, I believe, that's different for these parties, but at the heart, they're just the money power. They're the bankers' puppets. And if we keep looking to them to fix this, I don't think it's going to help any. Blackbird, help me out here, sir. What do you think?
Oh, great call from Mr. Charlie. But I could definitely see what he's saying. But like you're pointing out, until we can fix the core of the issue, which is getting back our ability to have an independent money supply, you know, like we're supposed to have per the Constitution, you know, it's not going to matter. It's, you know, basically you have this international globalist money system, the chicken swinger capitalists, as I call them, and, you know, control the money supply, and so they're going to dictate policy. And until we can fix that, it doesn't really matter how hard you vote or who you put in, because all of these, you know, either blue team or red team are going to do the bidding of the people who put them in power. And that goes back to groups like AIPAC and, you know, the ADL and all these other groups and, you know, the big money backers, like, you know, before he passed, you know, Sheldon Adelson on the, that side, and then George Soros on the other side. And so, you know, we definitely have a lot of just political theater going on while capitalism is driving the country into that globalist model of no private property, everybody's a slave to the state, Everybody belongs to the state, and that's what, you know, we've got to address, and nobody really wants to talk about that, because if you talk about it, then they cut off your money. And for those who don't remember, back before I got blacklisted after 9/11, I had to stuck my toe into politics, and I was very, very active in the parties here in North Kakalaki, and was running for office, etc. And so you just see the control of the money over any type of philosophy or goals of the Republic, etc. So back to you.
Blackbird, did someone approach you to ever? I'm sorry, Charlie. I wanted to ask: did anyone approach you to sign that Zionist pledge that Cynthia McKinney and James Traficant and everybody said you have to sign in order to even exist? I mean, did you have any experience with that when you were running for office, sir?
I didn't have to sign the thing because I think they knew I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But that was the thing: is they knew I wouldn't play ball, and mm-hmm. so they had to take me out. So that was my real got learned real fast on how real politics works in this country.
I'd like to comment before I hang up. I think that you're right, Stephen, and both of you are right and correct about the political parties becoming more like the same thing, and it is exactly, it's very true. They don't want to do it, and the way I suggest we beat this system, if we can beat it, is going back just like it was back in the days of the Civil War, pre-the Civil War, and that's through secession. We need to start thinking seriously about succeeding from these, getting some kind of movement going in the South, especially where we can succeed from these people. If we needed a financial alternative, hell, I'd join the damn Brits. At least their system's backed on gold. And they're breaking away from this globalist fiat currency dollar. So, yeah, there's ways around this thing. If we want to fight it, we can, but we got to join together. We got to stick together. And God bless y'all. I hope you're having a good time down there. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you, Charlie. Thanks very much for the call. That sounds like a pretty picture, doesn't it? A free South is part of BRICS now. I don't know. What do you think about that, Frederick?
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. It's like leave the Federal Reserve and join the BRICS Alliance and the SWIFT.
That's going to give me food for thought. Yes, sir. Okay, next up I have Daryl in Canada. Daryl, thanks for the call, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on what Charlie said in a minute, but I can just imagine the happy looks on, I guess, white faces like at a Trump rally. It's probably, but a Trump rally on steroids. I so envy you guys there, Stephen.
I wish you were here, brother. It's a
Yeah, well, geez, I'm too far, but and Dr. Hill, it's always I love listening to him. I mean, he comes on David Duke once in a while. I mean, that would be an A state guest for you to get on someday there, Stephen. So I know you have guests once in a while, so think about that in the future. He's got to be one of the most likable guys. I even saw him on CNN a few times before they I'm surprised they had him on, but he's a wonderful man. Yeah, I think he was the one who mentioned around 70% of Republicans would like to see a secession or some type of new government, just like Charlie was saying. Yeah, I mean, I think if there's another fair and in-your-face 2024 fraud election, I mean, in 2020, of course, even 2022, it was quite a bit like that. But it was more surreptitiously because they were much better at it. You always get better at something when you practice, right? So from 2020 to 2022, the midterms are still a fraud. But if that happens, I think, the route to go, apparently they can do it legally, right, would be Texas to start. Texas. The rumblings were there in 2020 after this debacle in the election situation. So, I mean, I think it's legal. The state of Texas could file for a secession. And if that ever happened, I guess they'd have to pay back some of the national debt that they owe or whatever, although they contribute a lot more than they take, apparently. Flocks of people from all over the U.S. would come. I mean, Canada, there's a lot of rumblings in Western Canada about secession and stuff, so they would flock down there. I mean, and I have an idea. If that ever happened, these leftists in these blue-haired nutcases, libtards in Austin and Harris County and Houston and Dallas, they could just, like, you could arrange, they could have real estate people swapping houses with somebody in Omaha from Houston or something like that, or from Austin to Peoria or something like that, or somebody from Dallas to Minneapolis. So it would be kind of fairly seamless to move people, and there would be all kinds of them. I wouldn't be surprised if the Texas swelled to 100 million people, and would probably... It would metastasize. I mean, look at Oklahoma, Arkansas, just a few, Missouri, all these surrounding states. They could be called Greater Texas. Although, you know what, the federal government would say, oh, no, that's legal. Only Texas was in their constitution or whatever. But they would point out, well, what's the ultimate adjudication of law in the United States? Elections. Well, there's no elections. What's that? That's not legal either. So we're just going to do it. What do you say? I think of that.
I remember. I'm sorry, the mute hit me again. I remember when Texas was trying to stand up to some TSA mandate, and they were threatening them with fighter jets back then. I forgot that year, Blackbird. Do you remember when that was going on? It was, you know, that they were threatening them with F-16s and stuff. They were going to come into the air. You know, they weren't going to use the screeners. And this was even before the trans bathroom thing started in other states. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to see Texas try that. There's a show on RBN tomorrow on Sunday morning that talks about the Republic of Texas.
Well, there is your – now there. I know if people talk about civil war. I mean, it's just too muddled. It's impossible because you don't know what you're defending. If there was a place to defend, and people, races aren't going to fight against each other because there's integration and everything. But if there's a piece of land – like Texas and maybe Arkansas and Oklahoma and maybe parts of, who knows, Tennessee. If there's a specific land and the federal government would want to come in there, now we're talking turkey. There's your civil war because you have, and they'd have incentive to fight for it. Because remember there was a poll about a year ago or so about the United States, the percentage of people that would fight for the United States. I mean, probably in the 50s, it would have been 80 or 90%. It was 32%. Up here in Canada, it's 27%. So it just goes to show you the demoralization of these countries. Now, if they had a place to fight for and a geographical spot, now there's your civil war. So be careful what you think about there, federal government. If that scenario happened and you guys want to come in there, you're going to have a fight.
You know, it seems like that's the scenario that they're after, is to push this thing to a color revolution, that they've done it all around the world, you know, starting back in the former Yugoslavia, and they've been honing their craft, going through the Arab Spring and everything, and now they've brought that home to roost for us. Would you say that's accurate, Frederick?
Well, that's what I was going to point out with the current state of, you know, Texas, the Republic of Texas. All those chicken swingers in Austin working with all those so-called border agents, you run the risk that Texas would become part of Mexico again.
Yeah. Yeah, go the other way. And, you know, in all these, as I mentioned earlier, all these other places, all these other people in these states, if you know, the Texas, like the blacks in Harris County and Dallas and all the places, they want to leave because, you know, obviously the 90% Democrats and the whites are horrible. Well, you know, they voluntarily can leave. There'll be a lot of homes from other people. They can do their swap, although not too many own homes. But although with the federal government, with affirmative action, giving them all this money and everything, they probably could. But then I'm sure the federal government would just rack up more debt and pay for their homes and everything. So it's not so far-fetched. But I am hoping, I know I won't keep you very much longer here, but I'm hoping, I hate to say this, I know a lot of Americans wouldn't like this, but I'm like the great Jay Hess and Paul in California. I'm become an accelerationist. I mean, it wouldn't break my heart, let's just put it that way, that Biden or some other goof with a lot of fraud happens in 2024 to get this ball rolling, because otherwise nothing is going to happen. We're going to have to slap some people's faces to wake them up. Okay, guys, thanks for taking my call. I wish I was with you guys.
Yeah, I wish you were here too, Daryl. Let me give you the last word to respond there, Blackbird, and then we'll finally go back to Patrick, who I misnamed to start with. Sir.
Yes, great call. Appreciate you calling in. Yes, we wish you were here because it's definitely a happening event today. So I hope you have a good weekend where you are, though.
Thanks so much.
Thanks again, Daryl. Okay, and now, sorry, Patrick, I had the order reversed to Patrick in Texas. Hello, sir. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, appreciate you, Stephen. You know, as far as, like, you know, can't identify each other, Edmund Burke is a member of Commons during the Revolutionary War. He said, you know, educate the people is the cheapest form of resistance, and you got to educate them. And tell them what's going on. This is de facto government. It's completely illegitimate. He also said the worst form of tyranny is a bad law. And that's, you know, yes, they got the money, but they control the legal system. This goes all the way back to Babylon, 1500 B.C., where they come up with a Babylonian merchant law. And you fast forward to it, and they install that right 6 weeks after they killed Kennedy. It's called the Uniform Commercial Code, and they're using commercial law on us. And they, he's Emperor Justinian. He was the Justinian Code. He was notorious for misidentifying people. He was a Jewish trained. He married a Jewish wife, and he went after all the whites, the Goths, and tried to wipe them out. But yeah, you know, you misidentify people. You know, it's like call you a U.S. citizen or a person. You're misidentifying you or enemy combatant and not a prisoner of war. It's a classic, and they it's like the American Bar Association comes out of the Lawyers Guild Communist Party. They control the legal system right along with the money system, and I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. It is a massive fraud that we're living. The fiction of that we are citizens and the accounts that they invest, you know, and your birth certificate. It's like you go down and register yourself as an asset to this globalist margin bank. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. Take some more calls from you, too.
I play checkers. I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Broadcast Network.org, Public Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. I am live from the Dixie Republic in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, at an event called Dixie Fest. There's some speeches going on right now by members of the League of the South up at the hill above the store, and we're going to have a great day today. If you're anywhere near Travelers Rest, South Carolina, come on down and join the party. And Mike Gaddy is here, as well as Frederick Blackburn of Blackburn 9, and Mike Gaddy will be live later today from 4 to 6 on his Rebel Madman show, and then I'll be hosting co-hosting with Frederick on his way back up to Boone, North Carolina, for his Saturday night snack shack from 7 to 8. And then at 8, James Edwards of the Political Cesspool will be live here. And, hey, we have another caller. I am so glad to welcome James in Vancouver. Thanks for the call, sir. Wish you were here.
Yes, sir. congratulations to you all. And I will be... just give me a bit more time and I'll be down there, festival or no festival. I'll just walk in there and get them to call you up on the phone. I was going to comment on the gentleman who was on in the first hour where he, I believe his name is Dr. Hill. He mentioned that 20 years ago or so, the government started doing this proselytizing down in the South. Well, hell, they were doing that in the late 50s and early 60s with the folk music people. They were sending them down there to do their protesting, you see. And it was my generation, and we bought into it. It was all an op what is it, Operation Mockingbird type thing. Maybe a little of that ultra one in there as well, is to brainwash people into thinking that the South was some kind of satanic tyranny of slavery, and this is what they're doing. And it misled, I believe, the American people and people all over the world. And this is to polarize people in order to get them to do what you want to do. And you find that the people who plan these ops are the same people that plan the wars. Now, we got an election coming in 2024, and people are talking about war. Okay, war, big war is coming. Well, who's going to do the, who's going to be the president for that big war? If you don't want to follow a president like Joe Biden into battle, hey, you might want to follow Donald J. Trump into battle. Back to you.
Well, I don't want to follow anybody into battle. Brother, you know, I have hated these masters of war that have been driving this empire ever since, you know, my father told me that war was a racket back when I was 11 years old. And yeah, let me let you respond to that too, Frederick.
Oh, great call. Thanks for calling. And to your first point, yes, that whole folk music thing to redefine, you know, Southern identity. And you know, when you look at who was behind that whole folk music scene, it was all these chicken swingers like Woody Guthrie,
right.
You know, it's like, and they were all these globo homo radicals that were trying to, you know, shame the so-called Old South. Now to the second point is, you know, this whole idea of ramping up into World War III. Oh, we're going into break. You know, going into World War III, and it's like, is that what Ukraine and Russia is all about? So I'll get back to
you. Can you hang on, James? We'll be right back after the break, sir. All right.
I am a bold marauder in its high ho hey. I am a white destroyer. For I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover. And I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar. And I will show you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tennessee style.
Listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank y'all for joining this old long-haired country boy today. I'm live at the Dixie Republic in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. And let me go back to you, Frederick. You were answering James's comment before we were interrupted by the break, sir.
Right, and you know, we're talking about the next great war, and are we being set up to go into that war, and what's going to be the end game result? And, you know, it, has the United States been delegated as the designated loser of World War III in this model that got played out so they can then establish their, you know, new world order? Because that's, you know, their end game. And I think the caller was spot on that people look at somebody like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and say, wow, do I want them as my war president, or do I want somebody like a Donald Trump or a Ron DeSantis to lead us into the next great war? And so it's amazing just how these people manipulate us so well into these wars. And part of their strategy has always been the, well, in game theory, you call it, trying theory is, you know, basically lets you and them fight, where you have the instigator in the middle getting both sides against each other, and they're funding both sides, and they've got their agenda. What they want is the end game, and that they're notorious for this, and they write at length about this strategy of, you know, getting groups of their enemies to annihilate each other. And when you look at, you know, this globalist cabal, one of their end game objectives is the end of white people. You know, they consider white European descent people as being Amalek and that they have a mitzvah to annihilate, blot out the memory even of Amalek, and by any means necessary. And this is, you know, they write volumes about this. So when we look at what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, and the conflict of NATO, and that America has to support NATO, even though NATO hasn't really had a reason to be since the fall of the Soviet Union, but yet we still have NATO. And so it's like, okay, are they trying to launch this big, you know, World War III? And I go back to, you know, Rabbi Schneerson of Chabad Lubavitch, where he was talking about in 1994 eradicating the Slavic peoples of that region by setting Russia and Ukraine against each other. That was in 94, and it's like playing out exactly like he talked about then. So give it back to you.
Yeah, and I remember Joel Skousen talking about a scenario for the World War III. He asked if we had already been the designated loser to advance their agenda and create this new tyranny, this one world system. And I don't know that the scenarios that he described, they're more possible and plausible now than I think they've ever have been. But you know, it seems to me like they just want this to be a forever war there in Ukraine instead of having it blow up into the World War III. As long as they can just keep pouring our money and our blood down into that hole of Ukraine, they're going to just destroy the West and NATO in the process. And we're making Russia stronger and Iran through this this process. The sanctions, you know, they're anti-fragile to those things. They have to deal with them for a while, and the next time they come back, then they're just not as effective anymore. And I think we have finally just about reached the end game for that, although I don't know that they would like that. I think they would rather have it a slow burn, you know, where we just continue to crumble here, and they keep pushing the Kalergi plan on America, too, wiping out the white people, as you said, as we get weaker and weaker. I don't know if there will be a point where it will explode like that, but things are coming to a head too. Also, I would say in the next week or so, there's next week on the 11th, there's a big NATO summit, and you know they're ramping up the fear porn for that too. But something has got to change. Let me turn it back. Are you James still there, James?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was thinking the other point the other caller made as far as the Civil War, I think you're going to find you're going to have trouble with the Chi-Coms and the Comancheros that have illegally crossed into the United States. They're the ones that are going to pull off what the government would want to do as far as suppression for secession is. Back to you.
Yeah, I hope that something gets started along those lines.
Because there's no differentiation there. All white people will be the enemy, see?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Reverend, let me let you respond to that.
Yeah, well, one of the things I noticed last week, a report came out talking about recruitment numbers and how the number of white Southerners joining the military has just plummeted, and comparing especially to after 9/11, where you had record numbers of young people joining the military from the Southern states. And traditionally, the Southern states have been the backbone of the U.S. military. And now that has completely dropped off. And instead, you're seeing all of this ramp up of path to citizenship by bringing in the third world through the military, saying, okay, you come into the U.S., we'll put you in the military, and if you do your four-year terms, whatever, you get automatic citizenship with all the benefits. And so this is just another way of turning our military non-white, and these people from third world countries won't have any problems at all, you know, putting guns in the faces of American citizens.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, they're going to do what they're told.
The Tiananmen massacre, they used Chinese troops from southern China instead of troops from around the Beijing area. That's how they got the troops to shoot the people, because the troops are from other provinces. Back to you.
And in the Civil War, a lot of the troops for the Union didn't even speak English. You know, they were fresh illegal immigrants this as well. This is a, you know, a modus operandi, whatever, a method that's been going on for some time. I completely agree with you. Nobody learned from what happened with Rome and the barbarians joining the Legion, I guess. And we've reached that point. You know, you look at the degeneracy and just the nightmare of what the empire has become, the way we've gone, turned on our children now. Yeah, it's the last days of this empire. It has to be. I'm surely hoping it is. Well, hey, thanks, James, very much.
Yeah, anyway.
Call. Yeah, I appreciate you, sir. Go ahead.
Say hi to Mike Gaddy for me. We'll talk soon.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Will, thanks very much. Okay, and next up I have HB from Tennessee. Hello, HB. Thanks for the call, sir. HB, was
hello?
That wasn't your dial. There, HB, howdy. Is it you from Tennessee, sir? Thanks for calling.
I was trying to get off the speaker there.
All right.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hear
you. Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. You guys are talking about, you know, a lot of stuff, but this is not what I called in about, but I'm going to make a comment. I don't know why they're packing the U.S. with all these. I mean, I understand the plan that you run down these other third world countries and then get them to migrate up here, help them get up here. But, you know, if you look at the Deagle report and expectations of people dying, I don't understand. I guess it's replacement after all. I just don't understand them putting the people up here just to kill them or what. You know, but
I don't know. Go ahead, sir.
Couldn't we get out of a lot of this mess if like Trump got us out of the WHO, if we just got out of the UN, you know, and stopped selling weapons to other countries and closed the border? I mean, just you could do all this stuff in like a day. Get somebody, you know, Trump could negotiate peace over there with Ukraine. I mean, anybody could do that, probably. But as long as we're sending troops and equipment all over the world to fight, you know, we're the head of the snake, and it's got to stop.
And as long as they are continuing to launder the money and become richer and richer and richer, then, you know, why should they stop? I think that they're drunk on power and don't believe that there can be consequences for them. They think they're the super class and are immune from nature, it seems like to me sometimes. Frederick, what do you think, sir?
Oh, exactly. There is, you know, so much money to be made in the military-industrial complex on both sides. And you know, when you have bankers loaning money at interest to finance wars, and then they sit in their bunkers and just laugh because their enemies are killing each other. And, you know, you go back and you look at Marxist theory and Trotsky's, you know, writings on that and Lenin's writings on it. And you know, they're very clear. It's, you know, the war is not to be won. The war's purpose is to be perpetual, just this constant state of war. And that was what the whole system was based on. And so you're looking at a depopulation agenda from these people. And he talked about the Deagle report that was, oh, I think it's 2018, where it says by 2025, you're just going to, every white nation is going to be decimated. And so, you know, and then they, you know, Deagle pulled the report when it started becoming very popular. But it's like, so what is up their sleeve to have these projections that, you know, the U.S. is going to go from our current population down to, I think it was 50 million or something like that.
It's like 68% just, reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous amount. I don't know how they could have achieved that without some World War III or some, I don't know, well, the pandemic was one, the vax and whatever, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's possible for that to happen, that's more fear of a fear operation, you know, that's a psychological operation,
that
it seems like
be.
To me more
right.
than anything else. But I can't be sure, you know. In this day and age, I don't know. It was pretty scary back in the day.
Yeah, but yeah, the thing that was so interesting to me and terrifying was it was all the white nations that suffered the decimated numbers, whereas all the other nations really weren't effective. And so you start looking at all of these mRNA vaccines that are DNA specific, that they are targeting specific genome groups in these bioweapons. So are we looking at some type of bioweapon or mass mandatory vaccination program beyond what we saw with COVID 9/11 to pull about this, you know, massive die-off. And, you know, we're still seeing, you know, incredible excessive deaths from the vaccine program, you know, the vaccination programs around the world, and it's being completely underreported by the media. But when you start digging into, you know, these state and, you know, regional death reports from the coroners that say, you know, we've got an 80%, you know, excessive death rate in this area, but nobody's talking about it. So just something to think about.
And I noticed the birth rate is plummeting in a lot, most of the white countries, especially the ones that took more of the vaccine. A few years, I think there was one or more Eastern European country that did not take much of the vaccine that wasn't plummeting the way the others are. But it is. It's obviously a white depopulation agenda. It's not just depopulation. They want white depopulation. And hey, HB, anything else there? Thanks very much for the call. I have a couple more to get to. If you had another comment before we go, though, I wanted to toss it back
just real quick. Yeah, if we could get control of the media and give people real information, maybe we could get somewhere. But we've got to close these bioweapons labs, you know, bring the troops home, stop selling military gear to other countries. I mean, take it away. Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call, HB. And next up, I have Thomas in Florida. Thomas, thank you for the call, sir.
Hello.
Howdy.
Yes. I heard Blackburn talking about the Kalergi plan. And I don't know if you've ever seen the T-shirt that the Goyim Defense League puts out. I believe they do it. The T-shirt says, "Name the Jew or die." I don't know if you would have enough balls to wear that in the wrong place, but in the right place, everybody would know what it meant.
It'd probably be pretty popular around here today, but
you know,
it depends. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You'd be a thought.
Well, the other thing is, you know,
out in public. Yes, sir.
Everybody there, you know, all you guys, everybody who goes there, men and women, you're all on the same page. And really, the secret, or the strategy that we should have is we need to get more people on board. And it's pretty difficult, you know, to get somebody on board because, you know, you start talking and everybody knows you start. You're like a blathering idiot. You try to tell them all the stuff that's in your head, if you've been involved in this for a while, and you start looking like you're frothing at the mouth, and, you know, there's a boogeyman behind every bush. And, you know, I've done it. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. You need to shut up, and you need to drop a pearl, something that will get them interested, and even that's difficult. However, I have been in this for a long time myself. I mean, I started out back in the early 70s reading Nundeer Call It Conspiracy. So that's way back. And the information is just absolutely incredible now compared to then. If you read that book back in the early 70s, you got a pretty good idea what was going on in this planet. But right now, we're at the 12th hour. Probably we're so close to something that we need to recruit people quickly. And the technique that I think what really work or does work is if you go and get these guys that do all the street activism, the Goyim Defense League, if you go to their website, it's called GTV Flyers, you know, Golf Tango Victor Flyers, like getting a fly, you throw a flyer. They had 12, now I think they got as many as 16. And if you download those and you have those in your hand, and you walk up to somebody who you think has, you know, has something between their ears and you might be able to recruit, you could, like I say, put a piece of tape over your mouth and just hand them and have them go through them and read them. And all they are is lists of people involved in various aspects of this earth, this planet, and their picture, what they do, who they're connected to, and their names. There's nothing hateful there at all. And I'll tell you what, there's some people that the first time they read through some of those, their jaw drops. And basically, it's a good opener. Like, did you know this many people are in control of, these type of people are in control of literally every aspect of our lives? And it's a good technique, and I can't see how it would miss. Because if somebody looks at them and throws them back in your face and starts screaming and spitting, well, hey, you just move on to the next person. But there are a lot of people that haven't got a clue, and that's a very instant kind of a jiffy learning experience, which would then prompt them to find out more, you know, further inquiry. And I think it's probably the fastest way to get somebody's attention. And again, there's nothing hateful about them. They've been distributed around here and there and everywhere, all over the United States, and the news always says hateful flyers. There's nothing hateful about them. It's just a lot of information there that most people have no idea how few people, what type of people are controlling pretty much everything.
I couldn't agree more. And Frederick, as you'll point out, noticing patterns like that is a thought crime and a hate crime these days. I know that people were kicked off YouTube who did nothing but quote other people, you know, using their own words against them. And that, you know, can't do that anymore. It's like it's hate speech, but it's them that said it. You know, that's it's clown world at this point. Don't you agree, Blackbird?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, one of the problems is cognitive dissonance. You know, with people just have their worldview, and if you try to push them too fast, too far, or too far, too fast, you know, they're going to, you know, push back on you. But, you know, that whole thing with the GDL tactics is these are just facts. And I always call them hate facts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because, oh, they're hateful. And it's like, well, these are facts. It, you know, you don't get to choose which facts you like. But a point that's going on, or a point I'd like to make is this week starts the 21st annual Appalachian State University Holohoax Week, where after 9/11, we had about 200 chicken swingers with just bags of ill-gotten gains invade Watauga County, take over the press, take over the university, and set up the Holocaust Center there. And I naively went into one of the early symposiums mm-hmm. from the Greek, meaning exchange of ideas. And after about the third hate fact I brought up, I had this New York chicken swinger just lose her you-know-what at me, threatening to have me arrested, you know, calling campus security, et cetera, because I was disrupting what they were trying to accomplish there with all these young student teachers, right? It's like, this is not a symposium. This is a brain. This is right out of, you know, the Stasi. This is right out of NKVD brainwashing programs, you know, where you're bringing these young naive students in and traumatizing them with all of this bogus, you know, hearsay. And anybody who tries to bring up the reality is immediately shunned and, you know, excluded from the group. You know, it's like, oh, we can't have those kind of hate facts here because this is academia and we're an inclusive safe space, right? So my hate facts were not welcome there, you know. So that's going on this week, and, you know, we're paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for all of these, you know, type programs like this, and this just shows how much our education systems at every level have been completely corrupted by these people.
Hey, thanks very much for the call, Thomas. I do have one more
call
I want to get to before we end up, but I really appreciate your input, sir. Thank you. And last, Murr from Wisconsin. Hello, Murr. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, hello. How are all y'all?
I'd be illegal just like Mike said.
It's a beautiful day. I hope it's beautiful there, too. I know it's wonderful hearing all your voices. I love it. And we probably need to get Don Black on RBN so he and Jay Hess can have Michael Hill on more, and, you know, and you guys having Mark Tomey. But what Mark said to open up about who controls the currency, that's the problem. They aren't going to relinquish that. So what we need to do is use cash for as long as we can, and then we just deal with each other however we need to. Barter or give. Just get down to giving to each other, you know? I mean, that's what it that's what it really boils down to. But they're not going to give an inch. You know, they had a fit and pulled down the jet stream on Texas when they were afraid they were going to lose their sacrament of abortion. That was the primary reason. But it also revealed how many different structures and things are owned by other countries all over this country. Okay, they sprayed water on an overpass rather than blocking it off or putting the icer, and you had people going airborne, okay? you know, this is intentional, and it is mostly against the white people. And then, you know, we've got Jews that assimilate. That's what Henry Mako says he has done. And that's true to some extent. But you also, you know, from the beginning, like with Jonas Phillips, you know, they reject Christ. That's what it all boils down to. The whole thing with giving and, you know, knowing who's in, really in charge, all right? So they didn't mind letting Roe v. Wade go in a way because they knew they were bringing this Divoke, this COVID spell, all right? Pattern recognition again, fellas, right? You know, I mean, they did it in the Black Death. You know, they've been in power a long time, you know, and fighting for it in evil ways. It's just hateful. So,
thanks very much for listening, Mayor. Mayor, thanks very much for listening. I really appreciate your input and calling. A last word, Blackbird. We're coming up on the end of the show here, and I really thank RBN. Thank you guys for listening. If you get to the Dixie Republic today, get to it and stay tuned to RBN. There'll be more broadcasts from here later. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks, RBN. Thanks, Dixie Republic. Thank you for having me on. Thank you, Mayor, for the great call. And yes, you know, not only did they reject Christ, but they have a mitzvah that says they have to destroy the entire Christian system. And so that's not very inclusive.
Guess what? That's baked in the Constitution. Hello? Yeah. You know, and like Michael Gaddy said, it was the Southerners that won the revolution. And then what'd they do? They turned on them and gave them pennies on the dollar and then made them pay the whole amount on the script they were supposed to be given. So thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Murr. Thanks again, Frederick. Hey, and RBN, remember, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay. You guys be good to each other. Join me again next week.
You then build a big gun. You then build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.